Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
All right, Richard Krause, what is our first case this Friday afternoon?
The first case dates from last week, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. So Roger Waters was here a week or so ago. He's the co-founder and the former frontman of Pink Floyd. He's currently on tour across North America on the This Is Not a Drill tour. It's a politically minded show that's been drawing crowds all over the place. He was speaking with the Globe and Mail and complaining that while he was playing here for two nights, none of the major newspapers sent over a reporter, anyone to review the shows. Brad Wheeler was the journalist he was talking to, and Wheeler reported that Roger Waters said, sort of ultimately at the end of all of this, "I'm not trying to make a personal attack. I'm just saying it seemed odd that they didn't review the shows. And by the way, with all due respect to The Weeknd or Drake or any of them, I am far, far, far more important than any of them will ever be, however many billions of streams they've got." So it goes on like that for a little while. I've got a clip. Here is Roger Waters summing up his attitude towards some of his former band members. And it'll give you a sense of where he was coming from when he said this.
"I'm not going to get all weird and sarcastic. Those, you know, that is the direction in which I am known to sometimes lean temperamentally."
So temperamentally, he leans towards the sarcastic. So my question to you is, how do we feel about Roger Waters dissing our hometown heroes, Drake and The Weeknd?
Well, I had two thoughts on this. First of all, Drake and The Weeknd are Canadian, and he was in Canada. So I think there's something to be said for that. Secondly, I don't care whether you're in the music industry or what. If you have to say to someone, "I am, and I quote, far, far, far more important than any of those will ever be," you're probably not as important as you think.
Okay, so as someone who loves Pink Floyd and as someone who saw Roger Waters at the Rogers Center 10 years ago when he swung by as part of the Wall Tour, I will throw that out there and say that I like Roger Waters and I like Pink Floyd. Dot, dot, dot. But we also know, Richard, Roger Waters' history. This is a guy who had a falling out with David Gilmour and the rest of Pink Floyd almost 40 years ago. There was trademark and copyright litigation. It was only relatively recently that he reconnected with David Gilmour. So he is a cantankerous guy. He is a litigious guy. He is, in some cases, a self-important fellow. This doesn't surprise me. But that doesn't make it right. Roger Waters is in the wrong here, and it just sounds like old man yelling at cloud.
Well, it's kind of a hard disagree for me. I know that it sounds like he's saying a variation on, "Do you know who I am?" But I'm all for Roger Waters declaring himself more important than Drake or The Weeknd. It's not true, of course, but that's what rock stars do. They shoot off their mouths. They speak out of turn. They're rock stars. They're not journalists. They're supposed to be bigger than life, to have outrage as part of their DNA to spark conversation. And I demand that my snot-nosed rock stars have elephantine egos and be slightly detached from reality. Why? Because they're rock stars. If Kanye West can admit that, quote, "his greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live," end quote, Roger Waters can get headlines pumping up his own self-importance, and that is my verdict.
All right, Richard, what's our next case?
The next case involves Harry Styles. Now, if you are familiar with the One Direction, the former One Direction singer, you know that he is now one of the biggest music acts in the world. He's touring all over the place. There is a course now that's being taught at Texas State University by a historian named Louis Dean Valencia, and it's called "Harry Styles and the Cult of Celebrity, Identity, the Internet, and European Pop Culture." Mike, can we play clip two?
The way I like to describe the class is that it's really about the history of the last 12 years or so. So it is about Harry Styles in the same way that some classes are about the Beatles, and you might take a class like that to learn about what were the 60s like. This class will give you an idea of questions around globalism, issues around gender, sexuality, race, and really trying to kind of peel apart how did we become a part of the world that we're living in today. Historians and people in my position have always used artists, musicians, to understand something about a moment in history.
So that was the professor, Louis Dean Valencia, talking about the course. So the question is, how would you react to your child majoring in Harry Styles in college?
So, sorry, majoring in Harry Styles or taking a class in a year?
Okay, well, I mean, they're probably, whether there was a class there or not, if they're of that age, they're probably majoring in Harry Styles anyway. But yeah, just taking the course.
Okay, well, if you're majoring in Harry Styles, the next question would be, so what does that look like professionally for you beyond? But if you're taking a course, I mean, I think this is a creative way to attract young people to learn about a particular decade or a particular period in history. I think that Harry is not only a talented musician, but somebody who pushes gender boundaries, as was alluded to in the clip, etc. And so I think using a figure that is quite popular as sort of the signpost for a broader education within that class, I think it's just a really smart idea, and I wouldn't be surprised if that particular class is playing to a sold-out little theater in that school.
So I have to say I'm going to have watermelon sugar in my head for my entire drive home this afternoon, so thank you for that, Richard.
You're welcome.
You know what? This is one of those where at first blush I think, oh, this is ridiculous, but when you do hear the clip and you think about the importance of all of the cultural aspects around the boundaries that he's pushed, if it's one class of many, I actually would be okay with that.
And I'm with both of you. I'm all for this. Popular culture is our culture. And right now, Harry Styles is sitting right at the center of the popular culture conversation. We study historical figures searching for answers to questions of cultural and political development. So why not apply the same rigor to contemporary figures who are actively changing the way we think about 21st century gender and sexuality, race, class, media, fashion, fan culture, internet culture, and consumerism? Styles is the window into that world, and, you know, maybe finally we'll learn the true meaning of watermelon sugar.
And Judge Kress, we are fresh out of time. I know the next story is Chris Evans, the star of Captain America, griping about the fact that the home button is gone on his new iPhone. I can simply say, as an owner now of an iPhone 12, I had that figured out within a half an hour. So I am down.
You're Captain America.
I am anything but that. But I am used to not having the home button now, and I am down with it.
And I think you'll get used to it as well. That's my verdict.
There you go. Always fun. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Richard Krause, we call him Judge Krause, as we go into entertainment court each and every Friday at this time on The Rush.